How do you organize a 40-member committee with a charge so broad and daunting that it's stumped experts for decades? Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools and its Community Equity Committee set about figuring that out Tuesday night. WFAE's Andos Helms was there.
40 parents, educators, students, and community members gathered at the Goodwill Opportunity Campus on Wilkinson Boulevard Tuesday. Superintendent Ernest Winston reminded them that they were chosen from approximately 150 volunteers who wanted to help CMS sort out its equity issues. The school board spent months just defining equity. Here's how consultant Valda Valbrun, who led the meeting, described it to the group.
We're doing the work, the hard work of ensuring that students are going to be successful in CMS. All students are going to be successful.
She said that means focusing on children who have come from poverty or been marginalized, such as LGBTQ students.
In some instances, equity means giving those with less more time for learning, more highly effective teachers to reduce learning gaps, more access to challenging classes.
As for how to make the massive task manageable, Valbrun had the group divide itself into six subcommittees. For instance, one will look at ways to increase socioeconomic diversity in schools. One will examine whether all students have access to a rich, challenging curriculum. Another will scrutinize the diversity, experience, and qualifications of faculty. School board member Carol Sawyer offered a stark summary of what's at stake.
We are losing talent in our failure to meet the educational needs of large segments of our community. We are throwing away future scientists and leaders and politicians.
This committee can only advise the board and superintendent, and it's unclear how much they can do to solve problems that have plagued CMS and other districts for decades. In the early 2000s, Sawyer was among a group of volunteers who served on a previous CMS equity committee, which disbanded with no clear results. But CMS parent and pastor Lionel Means offered a hopeful vision for what the group can accomplish.
I'm here because I believe that something great's going to happen in this room. I believe that the people in this room are going to do something amazing that's going to impact the lives of many.
The subcommittees will start meeting soon, and the full group will convene again in April. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms in Charlotte.